This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia unleashed rockets on Tuesday on an encircled steelworks in Mariupol, Ukraine's last redoubt in the port city, after a ceasefire broke down with some civilians still trapped beneath the sprawling site despite a UN-brokered evacuation. However, scores of evacuees who managed to leave under UN and Red Cross help last weekend after cowering for weeks under the Azovstal steel plant finally reached the relative safety of Ukraine-controlled Zaporizhia. But back at the steel plant, a military commander holed up has confirmed Russian forces have started to storm the plant. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The deputy commander of the Azov regiment, Sviatoslav Paramar, told the Associated Press that reports that the Russian troops had entered the plant were true. The move comes almost 2 weeks after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops not to storm it, but to block it off. Mariupol police officials earlier told local TV that Russian troops had begun storming the plant in several places. The reports come amid a UN effort to evacuate civilians from the plant, which has helped scores of people escape the sprawling facility. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia has turned its heaviest firepower on Ukraine's east and south since failing to take Kiev, the capital, in March. But it has also struck targets much further west in a drive to limit Ukraine's access to the Black Sea, vital for its grain and metal exports, and also to disrupt supplies of Western military aid to President Volodymyr Zelensky's forces. On Tuesday, Russia's defense ministry said its forces struck a military airfield near the port of Odessa with missiles, destroying drones, missiles, and ammunition supplied to Ukraine by the U.S. and Europe. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has determined that Russia has wrongfully detained American basketball player Brittany Griner. A department spokesperson said in a statement, Russia said it detained Griner, a seven-time WNBA All-Star player, in February for possession of vape cartridges containing hash oil. The Russian embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Russia detained Griner amid soaring tensions between Washington and Moscow over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but U.S. officials had not previously determined that she was wrongfully detained. U.S. President Joe Biden is blasting a draft Supreme Court decision that would overturn the Roe v. Wade ruling that protects abortion rights. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
The president says he's concerned that after nearly 50 years, the high court would decide a woman does not have the right to choose an abortion. If the ruling as written stands, he says it would affect not just abortion, but other things based on the presumption of privacy, like same-sex marriage and contraception access.
A whole range of rights are in question.
What he calls a fundamental shift in American jurisprudence. He's pushing Congress to pass a bill codifying Roe v. Wade. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Embassy in Cuba began issuing visas on Tuesday for the first time since alleged sonic attacks against diplomatic staff more than 4 years ago. Washington closed its consular services in the Cuban capital in 2017 after U.S. personnel and their families suffered from mysterious illnesses, subsequently known as Havana Syndrome. The closure was a huge blow to many Cubans hoping to emigrate to the United States and escape the economic woes of their island nation. The United States announced 2 months ago it would begin a limited and gradual reopening of its embassy and consular services. It was closed in September 2017 after then U.S. President Donald Trump hit out at the alleged sonic attacks. Following the embassy closure, Cubans wishing to emigrate to the United States were obliged to overcome numerous obstacles, among them being forced to travel to Colombia or Guyana to submit a request. Recapping our top story, Russia unleashed rockets on Tuesday on the encircled steelworks in Mariupol, Ukraine's last holdout in the port city, after a ceasefire broke down with some civilians still trapped beneath the sprawling site despite a UN-brokered evacuation. However, scores of evacuees with UN and Red Cross help finally reached the relative safety of Ukraine-controlled Zaporizhia. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.